Our assignment for this morning was to bring an example of how we could love our neighbor and also how we could love God. And one thing I think we should do to love our neighbor is just be glad to help out when they need help. And we have this neighbor man from the community that every now and then he gets worried about something or he needs help because he thinks his well might go bad or something. And sometimes it can be kind of a bother to have to go over there every little bit and help him out. But I need to just work on being happy to do that. And because the Bible says if we can't love our neighbor or our brother who we can see, how can we love God who we can't see?
I think it's good to take time out to do stuff like singing for our neighbors, like we have done some lately, and it just kind of shows them that, you know, we think about them, and most people around here usually just kind of mind their own business and, you know, don't really devote much time to their neighbors or, you know, but I think it's a real good way to spread light by taking some time out of our lives to go and, you know, sing for our neighbors or talk to them, you know, just do nice things. So.
I can love my neighbors by just being ready to help whenever they need it and doing it with a cheerful attitude. And I can love God by taking one day at a time and just doing my best and be happy about it.
We can love our neighbors by being a light to them and encouraging them when they're going through hard times. And we need to be ready to forgive them too. And we can also love God by just always praising Him in hard times and just any time, no matter what circumstance you're in, just praise God.
I can love my neighbor by helping my brothers and sisters do their chores. Luke 10:27. And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbors as yourself."
How I love God is by being kind to others.